more time into the concept of the super soldier, and you know we're doing the series right now on the rise and the fall of the super soldier in these last days. Now, the reason it's so important, biblical, prophetic, revelation, spells out the development of the world's history's largest, most powerful, but literally supernaturally conceived, breathed on, almost to the level of possessed, guided. And I see all the precursors that are developing. Many of those could be seen back in the rise and fall of the Nazi super soldiers. And the spirit-inspired dream to have warriors who would be like godmen when they were doing the kind of, again, spiritually inspired Lebensborn project, life source project, the hidden genetic project that involved producing children that would be more Aryan, with the idea that the powers would be in the blood. I'm going to tell you right now, there are counselors by the thousands across the United States, Canada, Australia, all throughout Europe. And they're dealing with the same project, only more sophisticated, and they have fine-tuned their abilities to create. And let me tell you something, I've got a warning for the perpetrators tonight. I want to say a final word at the very end tonight about if you are one of these super soldiers, if you are one of those who are helping them, or if you are literally a perpetrator. Because we're talking about, well, the stealing of souls. I think that's mentioned in Revelation, don't you? All about Babylon and the concept of stealing souls, enslaving souls. Babylon Working Babies is one of the titles of those who have been bloodline spiritually selected, designated as chosen ones unto Satan. With satanically spirit-inspired technology, there is the splitting of the soul, the creating of subpersonalities, the development of all this. Now, the reason that we're saying the rise and the fall, because it's clear that the devastating, devastating fall of the ultimate super soldier and super military system is already prophetically spelled out. And I would say to those that are military strategists and those that may be involved, DARPA and others that would buy into any kind of spiritually inspired super soldier concept. Transgenics is bad enough, but we're dealing with transmutation, the transmutation of individuals. Now, I'm going to tell you the story real quick. We'll come back to a couple announcements. We'll get into the body of the message. We're talking now about the troops of Antichrist. I personally believe they have been raised. They have been developed. They are in waiting. They are there by the millions as sleepers. But a lot of the information and a lot of the plan, being that it's not perfect, being that God, I think, has helped bring many of these victims out, has leaked a lot of its of its secrets. A lot of its secrets have been coming out. So take a listen to the story real quick. Here I am pastoring a church number of years ago, probably about 10 years ago. And I am working with military trained, high complex, we called cult multiples in that day. I'm talking about people that had 10, 20, 40, 150, 200 sub-personalities, highly trained, highly programmed, highly demonized, many of them wanting to get out. Some of them were infiltrating. We were engaging in spiritual warfare and battles and all kinds of things that were going on. Let me tell you the story of a federal officer's wife. I tell this story and the next story in the book that we put out called The Black Awakening. True story, we've been helping this federal officer's wife a number of times, and sure enough, we get another call that All kinds of danger is up. So we drive up towards Cleveland, Ohio. We get to the home. The husband is there, the federal officer. The wife is there, but she is switching personalities. And she's trying to get out the door. And phone calls come in. They're not answering, but they're leaving the speaker volume up so that when they leave a message, we can hear. So you hear this voice of a Guatemalan or something with an accent, and it repeats a phrase. And sure enough, the federal officer's wife, the multiple, the cult multiple, the chosen one, whose mother was and is, well, at that time anyway, in Germany, the Black Forest. She was a mother of darkness, dear, you know, clearly. First generation, maybe even a Lebensborn baby. So all of a sudden, she switches to another runner personality, runs for the door. Physical battle ensues in the house. They keep her from running. She switches back. Finally, she comes over to me and says, I want to talk to you in the other room. As we walk to the other room, got to understand, there's people in that house that are holding weapons, waiting for an engagement with this coven. There's a federal officer there, and that's probably why they did not come any further. As we walk into the other room, I'm going to call this woman Mary. That's not her real name. I'm not going to give her real name. She's still out there. Mary looks at me, and I saw it in the eyes, her demeanor. She switched one personality to another. This personality that came up, well, the name was Iris. Demonized, cult loyal, priestess involved in staying the course of the dark side. She looks at me with her arms crossed around her waist, moves towards me again and again. I can feel the presence of darkness, demonic. I can see the lethal hatred. And she's taunting me to let her get close. And as she got about a foot and a half away, instantly, her arms begin to move. The Spirit of God said she's going to stab you. I put my arms out, grabbed her arms as she pulled out a 6-inch long, thick-looking type needle that she tried to plunge into my solar plexus. Now I grabbed both arms. It turned into a loud battle. I literally threw her back onto the couch. She reached for the needle, grabbed it, broke half of it, ran to the kitchen, throwing it down in the garbage disposal or somewhere. A battle ensued in the kitchen. The husband's there. We're holding her. We're seeing demonic manifestation. We begin to pray. We command all this to be... It was a wild episode that left the federal officer in tears, left the woman laying there on the ground, and left me being extremely grateful for the Spirit of God's warning instantly in that moment. I'm going to tell you that this similar thing occurred years later. A military sergeant in uniform brings in his wife to my office. These are the offices where we've taken hundreds of deliverance cases and multiples that have come in that have been broken into. All kinds of things have occurred in these offices. So this day, he brings her in. She goes downstairs and talks with a security, one of our guys that's head of security. She comes back up, comes into my offices. The husband closes the door. He stands on the outside. She sits down in the chair across from me with a leather coat over her arms. We begin to talk a little bit. And as I looked down at my notes and began to write a few things, I felt something literally pass by the tip of my head, barely touching, striking my head, and then a slam into the desk. I instantly looked up. It's a bayonet now stuck in my desk, inches from my face, with a crazed, glassy-eyed, looking totally possessed individual in front of me. The meek, mild, quiet-looking, passive, docile woman turned into a raging warrior. She was trying to pull the knife back out of the desk, and she did, and she lunged a second time towards me with the bayonet. The secretary heard things going on. She called the police. I was coming around this outside of the desk to do whatever I needed to do to stop her. Then the sergeant opens the door and said, "What's going on in here?" And as he does, this personality, whatever was there, looked at him, growled, and ran for the door. He slammed it out of fear. She put the bayonet all the way through the door close to his head. And the bayonet stuck all the way through the door. Cops arrived. She collapses to the floor, switches back to this personality, the main person that walked in earlier, didn't know what really went on. Ultimately, they took her to the, well, for a psych evaluation. What could they do about it? How could they understand it? What did they know about a satanic super soldier with sleeper subpersonalities programmed and demonized to be assassins? Oh, you can go read John Marx's book, The Manchurian Candidate. You can go read the book Journey into Madness. You can go read the book Project Bluebird, The Purposeful Creation. Now it's titled Psychiatrists or the CIA Doctors by Colin Ross. Now, I quote these individuals in about 200 other books in the book The Black Awakening, which gives you the outline. Why is it so important? Well, if it was one case, two cases, five cases, 100 cases, that's bad enough. But we're talking about 4.5 million, the psychiatrist Colin Ross mentioned in his original book, Project Bluebird, that it's probably 10 million. Are they in Italy? Are they in the Vatican? Are they throughout Europe? Are they in governmental systems? Are they in military systems? Are they in law enforcement? Are they planted, placed, infiltrated across the board? Absolutely yes. Please understand that if you are someone that feels the rise of Antichrist is around the corner, it cannot happen without massive, massive, loyal, committed troops. And I say to you that they are programmed, demonized, sold out, ready to do whatever they are commanded. And I'm telling you, bloodshed is part of the coming Black Awakening or revolt, the chaos before a new world order. Hang on to this tonight because we're doing four sessions. The topic for the week is the rise and the fall of the super soldier at the end of days. Monday night, the rise of the Godmen, the enhanced super soldier, the Nazi prototype. Tuesday night, forged in Hell's Kitchen, transmuted super soldiers, agents of chaos. They will be here to be the primary agents of the chaos that everybody has been talking about. Everybody. I even listened the other night again to Coast to Coast. Millions listening there. And the discussion of the Antichrist. And the belief. Listen, there are many, 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 many individuals, and I would say by the millions, that are not even believers in Christ, but do believe that an Antichrist is coming. That believe that there is a shadow government. Yes, even here in the United States of America. I happen to totally agree. I happen to believe that we need to give the massive warning. I believe that the churches have been infected and hurt and have been attacked as, well, in one sense as never before. We're not talking about the days of Rome in which Christians were burned and hung upside down and shredded. But we're talking about days that the coming attempt to annihilate the body of Christ, the coming attempt to annihilate all of Israel. Now, that's in the Satanic playbook. It is spelled out by God in the book of Revelation. And there's going to be a worldwide martyrdom. Well, you can check it out, Revelation 7. There are those in heaven with white robes on. John asks who they are. And these are martyrs. They have come up out of the Hathalipsis, Hey Magali. somewhere possibly in the middle of the tribulation time. Maybe when the covenant with Israel is broken and the mask comes off and the wrath of Antichrist begins from every tribe, every language, worldwide, millions upon millions are martyred. Now, the church or the body of Christ at that time will not never be annihilated. It will never be annihilated, nor will Israel. God does step in. That doesn't mean that there will be a partial, you know, development of this kind of martyrdom. But it's global. It's worldwide. It's clear when you look at the ramifications that these individuals came out of the Hathalipsis, Hamagali, the great, the tribulation. Worldwide. Now, the question is, who does the killing? The question is, when Antichrist comes to power, who are the military soldiers? Who are the ones that enforce globalism, enforce a new order, enforce new laws, enforce a new media, a new economic system, a new military system? Who's going to be there to enforce? As one chosen one, a satanic super soldier, numerous personalities, numerous abilities, highly trained, highly programmed, once told me, quote, "We will make Hitler's SS troops look like choir boys." Another chosen one, who slaughtered in ritual format a 17-year-old and a 14-year-old during satanic revels and demon revels back in the mid or the earlier 90s in the summer. In an engagement with him, with officers in the room, he attacked as he switched to his cult-loyal, German-speaking sub-personality. He attacked me, had me around the throat. You know, it took me 3 blows to break his arms to begin to rebuke in Jesus' name the dark powers. As he backed off, he fought with the officers. They put him to the ground, 4 of them. They leg-chained him, handcuffed him behind his back, and he still fought all of them. I had my hand on his chest holding him down. He would switch back to his original personality, looking at me saying, "Pastor Russ, what's going on?" And then he would switch again to the one that would try to bite me in the face and butt me in the head with his head and scream at us. Finally, everything went quiet. The demonized German-speaking sub-personality with the deepest look of hate, searing, revengeful bitterness, leaned up as far as he could with his handcuffs and leg chained, detective holding his legs. He leaned up and he yelled out in a demonic garbled but with a German accent, "We are the legions that shall rule the earth." Let me tell you something. We have seen this again and again and again and again. Even to this day, in all of our work, and I'm going to tell you that there are probably thousands of counselors, psychiatrists, pastors who are working with the same kind of individuals who could come out and tell you similar stories. New individuals that I'm engaging now, sub-personalities committed to the dark side. It all begins, well, even before conception, but let's just say as a baby, the dissociation, the splitting, the development, it's like a template made to create. Well, you remember the story of the parable of the tares and the wheat. The Son of Man comes, speaks the word of God, people receive, they're described as the wheat that begin to grow. The body of Christ, the people of God, as they receive the word of God. Jesus tells the story clearly that as he does what he does, during the night, in darkness, in secrecy, the evil one comes. He also sows a word. He also goes out to bring not transformation, but transmutation, to create tares. And let me tell you something. They are being raised, even as that parable says, right alongside the wheat. We've seen the purposeful plan, the plot, the infiltration, the placement. We've engaged where they've done grave harm to local churches and pastors. And I will tell you that right now, 95% of the body of Christ does not understand the depth of these super soldiers, the Satanization of the human being, the human psyche, the soulical side of their being. Let me tell you right now that in the United States, millions, Canada, Australia, the UK, Europe, across the board, millions intact, meaning they're not seeking help. They're not in a psych ward. They're handled. All of these sub-programmed personalities are waiting, demonized. If you understand the concept of a jack-in-the-box, when a trigger is given, like the music that we play in the jack-in-the-box and we turn that little handle, eventually the lid pops open and the jack-in-the-box pops up. It's kind of that concept deep within what looks like a normal, docile, passive individual. In a split second, the co-conscious, sub-alter, demonized, programmed, and ready can pop up and attack. I said last night that they are going to be the agents of the primary agents of chaos. On the streets, house to house. Let me tell you something we've found out along the way. They have already targeted primary believers. They have taken pictures of houses and individuals and in primary churches that they have deemed trouble to their side. They have placed, well, sometimes active chosen ones to bring harm, confusion, disrupt the prayer and ministry, and seek to bring down leadership. Now, I'm going to tell you tonight that what we're sharing is a lot of core material here. It took hundreds and hundreds of pages, and that's basically the outline. We have 24 hours of MP3s that give the basic information. It's a foundational information on this, but it's like going to five conferences when you listen to 24 hours of MP3s. And I only encourage you to get it, to understand. I would think that those listening as believers in Christ care about end time conspiracy, what's going on. You want a heads up. You want to know what's going on. Listen, when you go to shatterthedarkness.net, the website, on the left side, it'll mention something about the, well, 2010 and beyond prophetic insight. Clicking on that, there are 10-minute, 20-minute devotional words taking prophetic themes and bringing more and more out. Bottom line, all of what we're talking about is part of biblical prophetic revelation that has barely been spoken about, barely been exegeted, barely been expounded upon. But it's been there all the time. And the content will give you the heads up. The content will give you the spiritual perception to see. Does anybody remember the day of Pentecost? And all that occurs, and Peter gets up and he preaches, and in the beginning of the Spirit-filled Peter, beginning to proclaim, because it was the fulfillment of the prophecy of Joel concerning the pouring out of the Holy Spirit. And Peter says these words, this, because they didn't understand, was some of the people didn't understand what was going on. And Peter had to say, this is that which the prophet Joel spoke about. In other words, what's occurring right now in your faces, what you're experiencing, is exactly what Joel prophesied, and here is the fulfillment of the prophecy of Joel happening right now. You're experiencing it. This is that which the prophet Joel spoke about. And I'm going to say that if you look at Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians 2, what's going on today, including the concept of the broad development of real Luciferic worship, the untold hundreds of thousands, in the scale of the development, then there's the elite, the ones that are literally the rulers. See, the super soldiers, they're not going to be the ruling elite. They're going to be ruled by the ruling elite under the power of the ancient dragon. So when I tell you 2 Thessalonians 2, I'm going to simply say this. This is that which the Spirit of God spoke about 2,000 years ago. So when you read Daniel or Matthew 24 or 2 Thessalonians 2 or 1 John 2, or even the beginning of the book of Revelation quotes the book of Daniel. That's about 600 years apart in the actual writing. Daniel's written 600 years or more prior to the book of Revelation. And yet we see the Spirit of God weaving, using all of his book, his words, and bringing broader explanation. It's as though the Spirit of God's been painting a picture progressively through the Old Testament, massively in the New. And as you read the New Testament prophecies, the picture is clear and clear and clear, and the pieces and the development are broader. And the more you know, the more you see the picture. The picture of the ramping up of the demonic, the unprecedented manifestation of demonic presence, the unprecedented numbers of false, satanically inspired, those that claim to be prophets, apostles, teachers, etc. Thousands and thousands and thousands of cults with satanically charismatic type leaders. They all have one thing in common. They deny the deity of Christ. They replace the authority of the Word of God with new revelation. Every time somebody replaces the authority of the Word of God with something new, something bigger, something broader, something that they've got direct from some other entity, you can know for sure that it is a part of the fulfillment of Scripture. God, you know, Jesus warned us. The first words of Jesus in Matthew 24, when asked about the end of the age and his return, don't let anyone deceive you. The highest content of New Testament biblical prophecy deals with don't be deceived because of the unprecedented, unequaled level of deception that will cause and bring about the unprecedented, unequaled level of destruction. Individually, nationally, globally, deception always leads to destruction. A friend of mine wrote that in a book called Hitler and the New Age. I used to have hundreds of the copies that he gave me to give away. I donate longer. It's called Hitler and the New Age by Bob Rosio. Interesting book. I was on a REAP trip in Pennsylvania, digging up bones in a ritual site. Stopping off at a bookstore like I always do when I see one. Here's this lonely yellow book, Hitler and the New Age, on the shelf. I buy it instantly and begin to devour it. Where Bob Rosio begins to paint the picture, pre-Nazi Germany and all of the New Age type spiritism mediums, the practices that were developing and literally frog in the kettle approach into their culture that led ultimately to the deeper, the darker side and the spirit-given ideology of Nazism. It all leads to massive, massive, massive destruction and the goal to create the most powerful military system that would take on the world. And what did seek to take on the world was only a part of what they dreamed. They dreamed of a master race. They dreamed of a super soldier system of God men that would be literally indefeatable. That they would rule, they would fight with a passion, they would serve in utter loyalty to a Führer. And by the way, the chosen ones today, when you get to the interpersonalities, most all of them have sub-personalities that are pro-Nazi, speak fluent German, understand the entire concepts of Hitler. Now listen. They believe clearly. They believe clearly in a new Führer who's going to rule the world. A glorious, brilliant, shining, incredible leader. Alvin Toffler talked about Europe years ago in a book called The Third Wave. A futurologist says that Europe has a messiah complex. They long for a strong leader so badly to unify, to save, to protect, to guard, to be their savior. A messiah complex in the development of a billion Muslims. A messiah complex in the context of Europe, the belly of the beast. Well, I'll tell you how it can all, you know, how the United States will be pushed over, and Canada and Australia and England. I think it's quite clear now, even in the political atmosphere here, in a battle with a president who promotes the largest financing of the killing and murder and slaughter of babies, of a president that is globalist beyond even the past secret society-oriented president. Anytime any president, any prime minister, any king of the earth promotes, lives for, seems to be operating beyond national limits to develop globalism, you can be sure that he has been hooked and gripped and influenced by a very, very powerful presence. And that powerful presence is definitely beyond sheer, mere human discernment, protection, well, all those things. Let me stop for a few moments here and mention this. Right here, you know, we're halfway through tonight, Wednesday night, the 17th. The topic again, the future troops of Antichrist. Anybody believing that Antichrist is going to rise, you must understand that even Scripture reveals that there will be massive, massive, massive numbers of supernaturally induced troops. Revelation 19:19, the end of the story, not yet here yet, but yet we can read about it, in infallible, precise, accurate description. These are soldiers that will take the mark of the beast. And they will worship the image. That tells me that the precursors now of the goal of Psy warriors, transgenic enhanced soldiers, spirit enhanced soldiers, the chosen ones who within them have a deep deposit of very powerful demonic presence. On top of and in sub-personality that have high level of deep programming for the end of days and what they're going to do. They are the agents, definitely, of chaos. But beyond that, they will... And I'm going to give you four of the steps. I'm going to give you out of the book, out of the material, out of the stuff. I'm going to tell you what we've discovered in 25 years concerning their plot, their plan, I think that all of Italy and the Vatican better listen. Europe better listen. Prime Minister of England better listen. United States, there is a shadow government. There are unwittings in our government that don't even know they are being used. And I'm going to tell you right now that the reason for the ominous feeling of coming catastrophic events is because of what lies in the underbelly, the shadow, just beneath the surface of the deep, and it's ready, like a jack-in-the-box. The satanic theme is playing. The energy is going around and around. Soon the lid will pop. And I'm going to tell you that millions, let's even break it down to hundreds of thousands of pre-programmed, sleeper, highly demonized personalities will pop up, take over, and they will be beyond any concept of Manchurian candidate. They only know one thing: slaughter, kill, destroy, go to their targets. Well, listen, heavy duty tonight, but I've got to tell you, heavy duty tonight, we've got to have the warning. Heavy duty tonight, we've got to do some things in response, even as we see what God has shown, what we've discovered. And we're simply saying we only have the tip of the iceberg. And as God gives us more, we're going to bring out more. It's kind of like the Ezekiel 8 thing. It was really there all along. Nobody knew until God gave guidance. And that's why I'm doing the series called Ritual, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. You get a hold of the new series. It's all free. Dark Rituals, Dark Powers is going to begin to tell you how to discover this kind of satanic operating presence in your city. Really is. Well, somebody writes me a note tonight, and I appreciate that, Pat, that they'd like to see me going coast to coast. I love George. I love Art. Been praying for them for years. Would love to, but I leave that up to God. I've never had to ask to be on anybody's show. Never once have I been able, have I asked, wrote anybody, asked. And I've always had to leave that up to the Lord. And I'm very, very grateful of all the individuals that have invited me. I'm ready to speak at any show, anywhere, any place, as long as I'm not compromised in sharing the answer of the living Christ and having no problem exposing the masqueraded New Age, counterfeit light spirituality in contrast to the clear beauty of the infinite, imperishable, the presence and power and life of God. I got somebody else, and I got a friend here, and I appreciate you always. I've got a picture just now sent. By the way, you can send me email during the live show. It's the best time. ShatterXmail@sbcglobal.net. Here's what it says. Russ, Pastor Russ, what up? All right. And all we have here is a picture. It's a photograph, a picture of Nancy Pelosi walking with a funny grin on her face. Well, I tell you what. Here's a woman that shows no shame in her slaughter of babies and children. A woman, you wonder whether or not she's been through any kind of MKUltra. I don't know, so I can't say. But I believe she stands, and I pray for God to remove her. I don't care who's listening. I don't know if you understand, John Knox knew how to pray when it came to evil, evil governmental leaders. The Bible describes what is good and what is evil. The book of Hebrews talks about how by the constant use of Scripture, we could be able to discern what is good and what is evil. I would pray for the soul and life of Nancy Pelosi and pray that she gets saved and come out of the darkness, because heavy judgment, because blood is on her hands and head. And I see allegiance to globalism there. Well, I see now the email just prior from the same person, and I think that's what they're saying. They're wondering whether Nancy Pelosi She's not, she's a little, I don't know if she, she's in the age group of the first level concerning this. You see, it begins with the Lebensborn and what the Germans were doing, the Nazis were doing in the late 30s. When all of that transferred after the war and the materials, the scientists and the creators of all this was, you know, they were disseminated and used, the projects began again. So most SRA, MPD, DID victims of MKUltra, Monarch, and all the rest, it goes way beyond that. See, MKUltra is old stuff. Bad, but old. Monarch, all this is 50 years old. What about the stuff in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and now in the last decade? The precision in splitting the human core and seeking to create, well, sleepers that they don't even want you to be able to detect them. But because dwelling deep within them, under the layering of other super personalities, the demonized dark personalities, they use the upper personalities for shield. Listen, I don't want to get into too much of this too deep tonight, but I'm going to tell you again, get a hold of the 24 hours of the Black Awakening. It's like going, like I said, to five conferences. And if you get the book, you get that in about 80 hours of MP3s free to give more massive information that even the book was able to describe. Now, I'm reading again from someone that's writing about the issue of the timing of the rapture. Quote, "Hi, Russ, don't forget to explain how it all relates to pre-trib rapture doctrine of the day, just in case the popular teachings over." Well, just in case, say, in the future, anyone might be surprised or disappointed if it don't work out as time goes on. And let me just say quickly that the engagement of the timing of the catching up, you know, 1 Thessalonians 4 and 5, very clear that there's going to be a catching up of the body of Christ. I was highly trained in pre-trib concepts in three schools. I'm not. And I do believe that the catching up will occur before the visible return. But I'm going to tell you that I can't determine the timing. And I believe it's definitely after 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Concerning the parousia and our being gathered to Jesus, you know, and meeting him in the air. You know, before that occurs, the great revolt and the apocalypse of the man of sin, lawlessness, has to occur. So, at the very least, these events will occur before the body of Christ is ever out of here. Now, that's, again, going to be a big discussion, and the best thing I can tell you is go to the website, and when we do a series on this subject, we will, you know, touch on it. We always respectfully deal with individuals. We have studied and taught systematic theology, eschatology, for over 25 years in depth, and but we do need to tell, again, what consistent biblical revelation gives us. And I'm going to tell you, the plain and even deep reading of 2 Thessalonians 2 is clear. No one is out of here until after the great revolt and the apocalypse of Antichrist. And it doesn't even tell us how much time after that. So I think everyone should relook, and maybe again we'll have some live discussion on a Sunday night on this topic down the road. But we're here tonight to go over the, well, the plot, the plan, what's involved concerning the troops. See, I believe that there will be troops that will be amassed in to the coming globalism because they have to. Just like there's the development from the UN, the concept of universal soldier, you know, the concept of globalist soldier, you know, the concept, the belief, the spiritual convergence is for the... The architect for this is already developing. But what you see on the surface, please understand, you're biting on and reading the tip of this satanic iceberg. there are so much more to take a look at. I believe that the biblical prophetic revelation, consistently studied, reveals in a broad way the total iceberg. Does anybody want to have that kind of information that can give you the perception to let you know whether this is that and what is occurring right now? Check out again for believers in Christ. And again, God bless you. I always don't, you know, I get so into the things I want to say that I don't stop to recognize. I want you to know that I pray for you ahead of time. I know that there are those of you that write to me and pray for me. And I was deeply, deeply moved today. Because I get these kind of letters, and I am grateful. A letter comes in from Karen. Grace, mercy, peace, Brother Russ. She mentioned some very kind things about the teaching. Here's what she says. Praying for you and yours daily, listening to you, and I do daily, just makes me feel closer to the King and stirs up the unction. Please, please train more workers for the harvest. Your teachings are so very important at this point in time. You must warn as many churches as possible. I know you will be coming to St. Louis soon. Sadly, I won't be able to attend. This is a pretty dark place. I beg you to pray for this place and shatter the darkness here. May the Lord have a ongoing divine hedge around you. Blessings to you and yours. Wow. It's almost like a prophetic word, and it just was clearly a blessing. So as we do pray and pray in every direction and for all listeners, even reconnaissance agents, Luciferian Satanists, even for seekers that are looking for an answer, conspiracy buffs who they think happened upon the channel or got the archive, but it's by, I have no question, by the unction, the work of the Spirit of God. If you don't know Christ, if you don't know the King of Heaven, if you don't know the presence of the peace that comes out of heaven, the gift of indestructible immortality, eternal life, if you don't know that you have all that, you're not saved. You don't know Christ. But right now you can turn. Right now, the Bible says, now is the day, now is the time of God's favor. And God summons you to turn to the living Christ, repent of all the dark junk, and give your life back to God, to Jesus Christ. Believe on Him, receive Him into your life, and you will receive the gift of the Spirit of God, a new nature, an empowered living. Wow. Why wouldn't anybody want that? Forgiveness, peace, and knowing God on a personal level with the absolute subjective and objective confidence, evidences that you will see God face to face. No question about it. Wow. Sometimes it might be good just to talk about God. And I could tell you that He is my King, that He is my friend, that He is my life from beginning to end. I can tell you the day that He entered into my life, Jesus did, after a big old drug party. Even though I got into Buddha for a number of years and went to a temple, it just didn't lead me to God. But there in the basement of my home, running from a man that told me about Jesus, the presence and the power of God blew me away. I ran from Him. I went home and laid on the floor in a basement, trying to go to sleep. But the summons of God was so deep, so broad, so wide. The beauty of Jesus Christ, the love of Jesus Christ. I finally rolled out of it's kind of like a bed that was on the floor, and literally started weeping and said, God, I don't care what anybody thinks. I don't care what anybody says anymore. I don't care who rejects me, who makes fun. I don't want this empty, confused life any longer. Jesus Christ, I don't know everything about you, But I turn to you. I accept you as Lord and Savior. What you've done for me at the cross, forgive me, come into my life, give me your power. And he did. 35 years ago, and he's never left. And it's gotten deeper and sweeter, even in the context of battle and life. Why would anybody want to live in a fallen, ragged edge of a world without God, power from God, peace from God? A lot of New Agers have spirit guides. Well, I have God, the Holy Spirit, who guides. You can too. So thank you to Karen. You've made my day. It's all I care about is that people are saved and do get the heads up. It's what we try to do here. Now that I have spoken about that, let me go back quickly. Troops of Antichrist, you better believe it. Listen, the stories are too broad, too long, too much, too many. It's beyond controversy. And those who say, well, we don't know if this really exists. They've got their heads really stuck up in the cloud. Well, there's no possibility. See, in psychiatry, you can go back to 1947, when one of their top world-class, world-known psychiatrists, authors, writers, who was hired by military, wrote about the development of creating subpersonalities, weaponizing this process, and creating super soldiers in every department of United States military systems as a sixth column for the future. G.H. Estabrooks spells and leaks out, and I believe providentially gave glimpses of when and where it started. Beyond him, the dark presence seeks military power, weapons development. Keep your eyes on planetary defense weapon systems. It has the markings of the fallen cherub. When the triggering or activation is given, like a jack-in-the-box, hundreds of thousands upon thousands upon thousands of sleeper satanic super soldiers will pop up to consciousness, take over. They will assassinate, kill, blow up, destroy, create anarchy, bloodshed, fear, until, now listen, let me give you the three goals. Number one, collapse current society as it is. Number two, eliminate perceived resistors and those that they've already targeted. When the Black Awakening occurs, pastors, leaders, those who would resist a new world order, I have no question you probably have been written down, marked down, pictures taken, you are targeted. Number three, after all the anarchy, bloodshed, and collapse, forcing multinational surrender with a crying need for a new world order, a new regime will come into power. Antichrist can't do it any more than Hitler could do it. On a global scale, 100 times broader, deeper, darker, more lethal, super soldiers will enforce the rule and the reign of Satan in human skin, the Antichrist. If you're one of the victims, in the name of Jesus Christ, do all that you can to fight, to get out, to renounce it all, to get out, to seek Jesus, to cry out, to do all that you can, everything you can to fight and get out. Number two, those who are helping, seek God in every ounce of spiritual, miraculous power and help. I would encourage you to read Isaiah 58 about true fasting, breaking every yoke, spending yourselves on the victims. The glory of the Lord will be there. The healing will be there. God's guidance will be there. And if you're a perpetrator, you better deal with it now and get out, or face the wrath of the Lamb of God. Listen, we're at the end of the hour. Got so much more to say. We'll catch up on Friday evening at 6 p.m. Our love to you in Christ. My urgent cry for those lost, come to Christ. Believers, fear nothing. Serve God. Good night. Rust is dar. ShatterTheDarkness.net.